North American Wrestling Connection here, and I do not understand what I just spent the last 3 hours watching, so I had to get a couple of people in here to find out if they saw what I saw. So let me start with the survivor from WrestleMania, VRM.
If you saw the fact that I wasn't there with 16,000 doofuses that have suddenly, somehow, in the span of 1 week, have gone from being number threes for Fandango to singing his theme song in the main event when he isn't even close to being out.
And it's crazy. So it's so crazy that it has affected the other side of the planet. So I got a hold of Shane Beeman.
Oh my God! What have I just witnessed?
And I reiterate, if anybody who attended that event, and that includes you, Jason Block, whatever you guys were on, is it legal? I want it bottled and distributed. I have never seen such a goofy crowd. I have. I've been in a goofy crowd like this. One night stand one. That's about as close as I can get to what all those doofuses were doing tonight.
Yeah, why? So, my question is, hey, for those 16,000 of you, I know at least 15,000 of you were at the stadium last night. What the hell were you doing?
Apparently sleeping in their seats. Because if that crowd had been at WrestleMania, I don't think people would be crapping on it quite as hard as they have been, Shane.
Oh, and unfortunately, Mickey, I was one of them.
No, you're allowed. I know you had a blast, VRM, but...
Well, that's because, I think I have a little bit of bias there, because first pay-per-view, first WrestleMania, I'm going to see things through the rose-tinted glasses.
You're allowed. I do that for 22.
Yeah, it wasn't that it was bad, it's just the fact that...
It was predictable.
It was predictable but if funny me saying it's predictable, then I've probably got the worst score. Anyway.
No. It's you want to know how predictable this was, Shane? Nobody got lower than a 5.
No, it wasn't the fact that it was that. It was the fact that you had 80,000 people chanting during not one WrestleMania match, not two WrestleMania matches, but three WrestleMania matches of boring. It's like, and one of them was the main event.
Which,
to be fair, that first 5 minutes, I didn't chant, but that first 5 minutes dragged out so long. I understand the test of strength and whatnot, but that just dragged. That first 5 minutes just dragged.
Now, this also led to some bad tidings with what was coming up for tonight's Raw, because Rock essentially scratched himself and went to go get himself checked out for abdominal tears. It's interesting that he didn't let WWE's guys look at him. Take from that what you will.
Yeah,
and we also saw we saw the exclusive with Triple H getting his arm checked out, which, because they suspected that he actually injured his arm, but thankfully it was all good.
And it's still a little numb, according to his Twitter, but he's kid in a candy store. Yeah, I hurt, but I had a blast last night. Wrestler mentality, ladies and gentlemen. So a lot of us were going into Raw tonight with low expectations, just given the nonsense that we watched with Mania. Then the crowd just started getting silly.
Yeah, it was. Last year's post-Mania Raw was epic. This year's post-Mania Raw, the words do not work. Do we have a pony that works?
Actually, I'm going to use something a little more appropriate.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
That's what it definitely seemed like.
Well, it started during, where did it, I started noticing it during Sheamus Orton, and I think they were goofy before that.
No, they started in the opening promo
with Cena.
Yeah, with not so much for the Cena part of it, but with the sexual chocolate.
So, and Cena, ever the trooper, was messing with the crowd.
Oh, that.
Want to see a little shake? No? How about a little kick? No kick? Okay, how about a heel turn? And then grinds his heel into the mat. Official face palm.
Oh, he did that during his interview with Rosenberg as well. He's like, oh, okay, everyone wants to see a heel turn? Okay, let me do this. And then turned his heel. Just like, oh, God.
I chuckled.
But yeah, no, if I could describe this bloody Raw in one word, it was heelapalooza. I mean, my God, the heels got more over than the faces on this Raw. I mean,
every face was getting buried by the crowd. The faces had more heat than the heels did.
And it was just insane, the fact that, you know, the crowd went bonkers when Barrett took the IC title back from Miz. Thank you, Barrett. Gods.
Ryback clotheslining the shit out of John Cena. I mean, the crowd went nuts for that. And then when Big Show knocked out Randy Orton, everyone's like, thank you, Show!
They were just happy. They were just happy for him, you know, for him getting out there and breaking up the match, because apparently nobody was interested in Sheamus. Yeah. They were doing the wave. doing the bloody wave.
He's here to show the world.
Yeah, that's probably what we should be talking about right now. It's just that the crowd was so goofy.
By the way, hi, Brian.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Oh, hi. How you doing, brother?
Yes, Brian Henniger, our resident weapons expert. Did you see what we just saw this last 3 hours?
No, I was at work, but I've been reading all of the highlights, and oh my God.
Well, yeah, let's go back to that for a second.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Apparently, partially on the crowd's demand, the Jack Swagger Alberto Del Rio rematch, which was actually a 2-on-1 handicap, but we knew Dutch wasn't going to wrestle. Swagger, you know, Swagger gets some pretty good leg offense on Del Rio, but Del Rio still manages to retain. He goes rolling off into the corner, checking, you know, trying to get his boot off. Ricardo's checking on him. The EMTs have jumped up from the announce table. The crowd is deafening. We want Ziggler. We want Ziggler. We want Ziggler. But actually, Brian, they were chanting through the whole bloody match for Ziggler.
We were chanting for it last night for Ziggler, the whole bloody match.
And I agree with you. This should have happened last night. This really should have happened last night. But the crowd is, you know, the crowd pretty much took over the show.
And well, they're in Smark Central.
This was Smark Central Station. But let me give you some other perspectives on this, Brian. They were chanting all kinds of random crap during matches. They started chanting JBL for no reason. They put the cameras on JBL and the crowd cheered. Then they started chanting for Lawler, trying to get him on the camera. That didn't happen. They started chanting for Michael Cole. They went to commercial.
I think what you wrote was fairly right. You said, whatever this Raw crowd is on tonight is illegal, and I want some.
Exactly. Seriously, I want it bottled, labeled, and shipped all over the country. Then again, I'm worried that our buddies in Washington would rule it illegal to have that much fun.
Would it be too far in saying, because I think your Uncle Paul might even actually agree with this, This crowd was about as rowdy as a friggin' old-fashioned ECW crowd. It was nuts.
There was an ECW chant.
There was an ECW chant. There was an RVD chant. And RVD's not even on anybody's radar right now. They were, you know, they started singing Generico's theme during one of the matches.
At one point, they were singing along to Fandango's theme.
No, I'll give you even better, Brian.
Okay, finish of the show. John Cena escapes Mark Henry with a count-out victory. Mark Henry comes in to trash Cena. Ryback comes down to the ring and chases Mark Henry off. Crowd is excited for Ryback until he reaches down to help John Cena up. Crowd's not pleased with that, so the two of them lock stairs for a minute. Ryback then shell shocks Cena, not necessarily flips him off, but gives him the great big up yours, gets a huge Feed Me More chant. The crowd's loving every second of it. The cameras turn off. And for the third time that evening, the crowd started singing. Da 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 did this
16,000
individual doofuses, two of which were Jason Block and his father, singing Fandango's theme that doesn't even have freaking words. Cameras turn off. John Cena gets up, gets on the microphone. Fandango's theme? Really, guys? Crowd cheers. He's like, okay, normally we play music to get ourselves out of here. Puts the belt in the middle of the ring. Play yourselves out. Puts the mic. Whole crowd starts right back up into the Fandango music. They play it on the Tron. 16,000 people are singing along with the Tron. I want video of this so bad.
Oh, I can guarantee you someone in that crowd's video recorded that, and it would be on YouTube within the next hour or so.
And apparently, the show finished, like, the final thing in the show is, "We are awesome!"
y'all crazy!
You got to be kidding me, right?
And I played this before, but I'm going to play it again.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Has that whole show gone crazy? Better yet, no, just for you, VRM.
Oatmeal, are you crazy?
That's all that's missing. And it's funny that, you know, we're sitting here focusing on 16,000 doofuses.
And the reason we're here, we haven't even talked about it once. Oh, we talked about it a little bit, but not very much.
We were getting there. So here's poor Del Rio. His leg's all messed up because Jack Swagger had him in the Patriot Lock a couple of times. Crowd is demanding Ziggler, just like they were the previous evening. They had been demanding Ziggler through the whole match. They're still demanding him. I'm demanding him. I'm sure, VRM, you were demanding him from your couch. Shane, I'm sure if you had been watching live, you would have been demanding him from your couch.
If you're talking about WrestleMania, trust me, as soon as the match ended, I was like, for God's sakes, cash in, please, cash in.
Trust me, I was like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Fade to black. Damn it! Then tonight, these thunderous chants finally got their prayers answered. And the moment I'm Here to Show the World started playing, the crowd erupted like the second coming of Austin. Ziggler.
I would have actually said that was probably a bigger pop than what Triple H got in his 2002 return. That's how insane it was. It was like, what?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Jason was at Hunter's return. I'll have him compare it. But he said that he's never had so much fun at a show in his life. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, Dolph Ziggler is your new world heavyweight champion. Hopefully because of 16,000 doofuses.
Yeah. When, I'll tell you this, when we were doing it, when we saw Mania Live, the Ziggler chants had started, I think, like, not even midway through the match. They continued the entire length of the way through that match. And I was like, I was getting ready to chant, because we knew it was going to be a bad match when Jack Swagger got a jobber entrance.
I noticed that. Swagger got a jobber.
We were watching the Tron play out. Now, I had perfect view. I haven't loaded the pictures up there because I can't figure out how to do it with my GS3 and get multiple pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the perfect view of both the left side, the TV to the left side of the stage, and the ramp. So, yeah, I'm just sort of half watching the TVs, like wondering, okay, what's going on? And I notice a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn my head and I see, he's like, and I'm squinting because even though I have fairly good seats with where I am,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't really see much action on the stage. Usually I just saw a bunch of black shirts from the camera guys. And then I see the golf cart and I'm looking and then I see a lot more skin than one of the camera guys, and I'm like, is that Swagger? And I'm like, oh my god, he's got a jobber entrance. Oh, he ain't gonna win.
So
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Swagger, I believe, has been adequately punished getting a jobber's entrance at Wrestle Freaking Mania.
For a world title match.
No less.
Yeah, and he's going to probably be taking a vacation.
So yes, to Swagger's entrance.
Whoa!
Take that.
Yeah, we'll have more in-depth on my experience probably on Friday.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have you and Jason on to discuss
and Brett.
This. And Brett, if he's available.
All I can say is thank goodness I'm not going to be on that show because I've got a few things to say about some of the matches.
But, Brian, if you have this Raw somewhere on a DVR.
Oh, yeah.
Do not mute at any time.
Okay.
Make yourself a huge batch of popcorn. And make sure you're watching the crowd as much as you're watching the matches.
I will
do
that.
If not more,
because these guys were nuts. I'm comparing them to the first one night stand. That's how crazy these people were.
Yeah, the crowd really gets going after the first hour is over. Once the first hour is over, they're gone.
To the point that we even lost the announce table for a minute. The three of them started laughing in the middle of the 8-man tag. I think Lawler called him Bizarro World once. JBL threatened to stop to call his mama because this was the craziest crowd he'd ever seen. And as I mentioned, Michael Cole was hoping that the crowd would give him a chant, and they cut to commercial.
We can't give Michael Cole that sort of satisfaction. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. Here's another thing from the show. Everyone's coming out for the start. So Cole comes out, of course. He gets epic boos. JBL gets a decent pop. So everyone starts chanting Jerry, because we're all expecting. Well, Michael came out. JBL came out. Okay, process of elimination. Jerry's next.
Mm-hmm.
And who comes out? Lillian.
Please tell me
the crowd.
Please tell me you didn't boo her.
There were I didn't.
Okay.
But there were people that were booing, just probably most because of the disappointment. That's, oh, why Lillian? Why not Jerry? And then, of course, Jerry comes out next.
Okay.
I know people in Michigan are booing right now.
But, I mean, this show, the crowd, again, I want to thank 16,000 Doofuses. Even if the crowd wasn't that crazy, this was actually still a very good show. The Ziggler cash-in, Ryback killing Cena, The Shield having the balls to interrupt the dead man.
That,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
You guys took some brass ones.
Brass. These were solid 24-karat gold.
I was like, oh, my Lord. Dean Ambrose is going to get a shot at the dead man. Yes, I know. I don't care.
It's a mark-out moment! A mark-out, bro!
I don't care.
And then, just as they're about to get in the ring and start the beatdown, boom!
Kaboom! And they set everything off. The ramp and the ring went off at the same time, if you saw. Which kind of worried me, because the guys were on the apron.
Yeah, you almost saw Roman Reigns nibble, was like that close to the ring post. He's like, shit, and jumped off. It's like, my hair's gonna catch on fire, man. Don't do that. I'm like, oh well.
And if he was properly set up for, you know, if he was properly dressed for the occasion, something else might have caught.
Baby oil.
Sorry, that's not very nice.
Yeah. I wonder what was...
No, go ahead, Viren.
Yeah. I was going to say something. Daniel Bryan, yeah, now we know he's here. He's with The Undertaker side by side in the ring.
Daniel Bryan's a midget. Yes, we know.
Was Daniel Bryan in the ring? I couldn't see him. That reminds me, Daniel Bryan got a hell of a chant. I haven't heard chants that loud for him since 2010.
Yes, but were they chanting Daniel Bryan or were they chanting Goatface?
No, they were chanting traditional Daniel Bryan.
Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah. There was no Goatface chants. There were Goldberg chants for Ryback. There were Sexual Chocolate chants for Mark Henry. And I can't even figure out what the hell they were saying during the 8-man tag.
I think there was an HBK chant for some unknown reason.
That was all a random chance during the Orton Sheamus match. There was an HBK chant, there was an RVD chant, there was an ECW chant. They sang El Generico's theme. They did the wave. You know,
Wouldn't they have done the HBK chant during the whole segment with your Uncle Paul when he started talking about HBK? Like, HBK got his nose broken and everything else?
Surprisingly, no. That chant happened before Uncle Paul's interview. I was waiting for the CM Punk chant to erupt. Even though I know the crowd knew that Punk wasn't going to be there.
Yeah. Although it does kind of make me surprised, like, why was CM Punk not there tonight?
He needs the time off. He damaged his knee further when the table didn't give during the match last.
That was kind of the disappointing moment, and that was like the. I think that was like the biggest. To borrow the term that was coined at 19, that was the Brock of the night.
Yeah. This was your holy shit, oh shit moment.
Yeah, I watched that, and that was... Oh. I felt for Punk as soon as he came down, and Taker, as soon as he landed on him, I'm like, you poor bastards. Like,
I actually filmed that on my phone.
Ouch.
Now, granted, I couldn't see the table. Hell, I couldn't even see anything ringside because all the people in the floor section were standing up all night long.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah, but I looked up at the TV once he went out of view, and saw that the table didn't budge. I was like, "Oh, that table's too well constructed."
In defense of the table, and this is going to sound really stupid, but during while Punk was clearing it, the monitor, if you were standing in front of the table on the furthest right side, wouldn't come out. Punk fussed with it, and it fell inside.
Ooh.
That's why they positioned as far as they did on the left side of the table. If it did give, it was going to damage the tabletop because there was a monitor on the floor. And, oh, by the way, your leg hitting a solid box of metal is never fun.
No.
No, you can definitely tell he was favoring that leg. As soon as he got back in the ring, he was like, oh, God. But they still pulled off a pretty good match, although I lost $20 out of it. Thank you very much.
Excuse me a moment, gentlemen.
I'm going to guess that's one of the 16,000 doofuses.
Yes, I just saw a post from Jim, actually, saying, I think Cena met his kryptonite tonight, gang, and it's called the Izod Center Crowd. Like, ouch.
Get on Skype, man. We've got an emergency broadcast recording. Yes. Get your blazer. Get on here. I'm already recording. Double pay. All right, come on in. Okay, got one more coming.
Is that it? Would it happen to be one of the 16,000 doofuses from tonight?
No, but it's definitely a doofus. I can't believe I had to offer him double pay to get on our show tonight. The only chant that was missing from tonight's show was Brony Langston.
Oh, jeez.
If you have not seen this video, it is posted in the NAWC thread.
Why won't you eat?
Get that thing away from me. I can't believe they didn't bring me one.
She's so mean.
I won't let anything ever happen to you again. Where is he? There he is. Okay, let me get him in here. We got
all right. Well, this is gonna be a tag in, tag out moment. So when this person comes in, I'm out.
All right, Shane, Jim Williams, welcome aboard. I know you're out there, Jim.
Jim, check your mic.
We can see you, Jim.
Da 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 da.
Jim Williams playing Shane Beeman out.
Thank you very much for that, Jim.
Oh, no problem, Shano.
The Fandango theme? Really?
Really?
Hey, really? Right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand dance. So come on. It was epic.
Oh, it was very epic. And let me give you guys some more epic. Check your chat window, please. As somebody has managed to get a hold of the video in question.
Now, what is this?
I want to see this.
Oh, gosh.
There it hasn't stopped.
They're on the concourse.
Freaking love this. Unbelievable.
Is this live?
No, this has been put up on Vimeo. Our source's courtesy is directly from Mikey, who wasn't at the show, but somebody had posted the nonsense in the concourse, which I can verify because Jason is somewhere in the middle of that nonsense, singing along.
We need to get a hold of Jason somehow, because this is...
He's...
mobilizing. He's on the road.
Yeah, he's probably...
He's on the road with a dead phone, so I can't get him, but we're going to get... He's going to be on the show Friday, I think.
Definitely. Now, watch him shit all over this. I'm you know...
No. Trust me. He was still laughing when he called me.
Okay. All right. I hope so. Because that he doesn't realize that he was a part of one of the most historic Raws of all time.
That Raw was nuts.
And I decided only to go to Mania.
You fool.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You fool!
Sorry, Viram.
This was an awesome night.
That's the reason we are here. Because, Jim, get a load of this. I set up this emergency broadcast to talk about Dolph Ziggler. We've barely touched on that.
Oh, my goodness. What a night. I mean, yeah, Ziggler, so damn sick being so damn sick. That was unbelievable. And the fact that they made it interesting and not a complete slam dunk was pretty cool, too.
No, I'll give him that. That was a good match. I was just, you know... Well, let me ask this. VRM, what was your immediate thought when Ziggler's music hit and the crowd went nuts?
My thought was, you got to be kidding me. They're doing it tonight. I don't have... Nikki, can I borrow a few cans?
I don't mind if I do.
Okay, so the one thing that everybody wants to see.
Head.
The one thing. Shut up, Jim. One thing that would have made that world title match at Mania that much better. You could have gotten people to pay to see it happen.
Pony.
No, I agree. I think they should have pulled the trigger last night, and they would have gotten even more eyeballs on this Raw. Like, what? What do you mean Ziggler won?
But I think I can see part of the reason why, because if they did it, there would have been nothing left of the crowd for Undertaker, CM Punk, let alone the rest of the card.
There was nothing left after Undertaker Punk for Lesnar, Triple H, or Rock Cena.
Well, like I said, there wouldn't have been anything left for Punk Taker. The crowd would have already been dead. We would have been flat out cold. And even the heat for the pyro wouldn't warm us up. I mean, that was that was warm.
So, Jim, what were your thoughts when you heard "I'm here to show the world" tonight?
My thoughts could be summed up by a one mad striker, quite frankly.
Ah, I've played this already, but I shall play it again.
It's a mark out moment! I'm marking out, bro!
That's right, and I was marking out, bro. I really was. And again, like I said, the fact that it wasn't a slam dunk and he didn't automatically win it in the first couple of seconds after cashing in, there was a little bit of, you know, a question mark to it, for lack of better terms, made it all the better. I loved every bit of it. But there's a greater issue when it comes to this, like you're mentioning, the whole thing about, you know, how things were handled between Sunday night and Monday night. You can make a damn good case. Well, I mean, I'm going to make the case. WWE completely screwed with the fans this weekend. They screwed them.
That's okay. They screwed with the WWE all night tonight.
Well, that's you know... getting back at them is what that is. Because, I mean, how much did it cost? VRM, you were there. How much did it cost for your ticket at WrestleMania?
Three bills.
Did you get your money's worth? Let me rephrase that. Do you feel that you got your money's worth?
Personally, yes. But then again, that's because it's my first pay-per-view, so I'm seeing everything through rose-tinted glasses.
Okay. The tickets for the Izod Zener show were probably... For the seat, you would have gotten comparable, probably at least 50, 60, 70% less.
No. It would have been like 80% less, because
right
where I was sitting was if you want to get it, where the risers were. Yeah, I was halfway up the riser, like the riser that goes from like the end zone up to the end zone stands. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get the best description. I was right side corner in that central riser, looking at the clear line to the ring and the stage. And I had the TV to the left, which for some reason I just felt my eyes kept getting drawn. It's like drawn there, and like, why am I watching TV? The ring's right there. Why am I watching the TV? The ring's right there. If I wanted to watch TV, I would have paid $70 instead of $300.
Bingo.
Exactly. It was like you were the dog in the bacon strips commercial.
Bacon. Anyway, sorry.
Heyman doesn't know it's not bacon.
Well, he doesn't care. He's Jewish.
Valid point. Well, if it's kosher bacon, well, never mind.
Is there such a thing?
I'm sure there is. I mean, they're chocolate-flavored, orange-flavored chocolate and chocolate-flavored orange. We can't find a cure for cancer, but damn it, we can make chocolate-flavored oranges.
Yay! Oh.
Check goes bouncing along, long, long.
Anyway, hey!
I mean, the pops tonight were unbelievable. When Michael Cole gets a chant, you know shit's hitting the fan.
Oh, shit hit the fan, all right. At that point, somebody in the truck gave up and they went to commercial.
Yeah. You know how they handle these kind of things when it comes to post-production for packages. Yeah, I'm going to sense a lot of silence and loud music. Because you can't do much more than that. You can only take out so much of the crowd noise.
Like,
and filter in so much fake artificial noise, you know?
Yeah, and it's, you know, a lot of that stuff I don't think they're going to use, you know, as, you know, pseudo live. But I'll tell you what, when we get the best of DVDs, that none of that crowd noise is going to be on there.
Which is why, Nikki, since you probably taped this tonight, I want a copy. Okay.
First, I got to replace my DVD recorder.
Oh, sorry.
No. I killed it. For all the stuff I've had to put to DVD, I killed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! I'm losing my mind over the Fandango thing. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh!
It's just, you know, we're all baffled. From, you know, just a week ago, people were chanting "You can't wrestle." Now they're singing his theme without the, you know, even though it doesn't have a single word to it.
I like the Jersey version of it. I could see the Jersey Boys Broadway show doing it. You know, have the Frankie Valli impersonator. Ta-da! No, anyway.
You okay?
I'm okay. I just hit Soprano. My apologies. Actually, matter of fact, I don't know if you mentioned this. Brett has an account from what happened after in the dark matches. Did you mention that?
About the fact that John Cena just told everybody to sing themselves out.
Yeah, I mean, they usually play music at the end of the show, but tonight we were the music. He left the ring while the crowd sang Fandango's theme.
Yes. I got that firsthand from Jason.
Oh, my God.
And he said they were still, and as that video showed, they were still singing in the Bloody Concourse after the show was over.
It's just unfreaking real. And even though some people are going to be like, oh, yeah, we are awesome chants, that's not that stupid. They were awesome. I'm sorry.
No, that's one of the, like, again, that's one of the best crowds I have heard in ages.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty much an F you to creative. And they crapped all over the Tons of Funk match. They crapped all over Orton Sheamus because, well, we've seen this crap before. Who gives a crap? So you know what? You're paying your hard-earned money. You're going to make your own damn entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And there was the same old shit chant during the main.
Yes, I caught that.
Cena tried to screw with him in the opening promo.
I got to give him that. That was good. The heel turn. Mm-hmm. That was good. I got to give him that.
Yeah. Meta Cena.
But the problem is, how do I do an open involving the crowd when their noise is kind of tough to make out? I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what.
I'll find a way.
That will be your challenge. That will be your homework this week, Jim.
It will have to be, because I mean, I've got what I have in mind, but let's I won't spill anything or spoil anything.
No.
As VRM awaits one shining moment, like everybody else, rolls eyes.
What do you mean?
Basketball.
I have it on mute.
Well, likewise.
So, gentlemen, you know, just had to get a group together here for the most insane, off the wall, smarktastic bedlam. If more Raws were like this, we wouldn't have ratings problems.
But I will say this, there will be a ratings problem with this Raw anyway, because it's going up against the title game in hours 2 and 3, but you know what, screw it. So,
if they can keep their numbers steady, they still win.
And remember, they're going to Corpus Christi next week. Oh, I pity them.
But they'll be...
Corpus Christi couldn't hold the East Rutherford Jersey crowd's jocks.
Well, if they're going to Corpus Christi next week, then that means they're picking up the remnants from whatever BSTNA is doing on Thursday.
Yeah, pretty much. They're screwed.
That show's going to take a crap, but they're going to be in London after that.
And London is kind of bizarro world, too, so... And I mean that jokingly and lovingly, so... Mm-hmm.
So, but your other statement, sorry.
No, it's just, this is the kind of episode you wish they could put out on DVD, unedited, and even the in-between stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much I would kill to hear Cole, JBL, and Lawler in between, during commercial breaks over what the hell the crowd's saying.
Oh, goodness. From Mikey, a tweet I've come across via a retweet, the crowd is still trying to leave the Meadowlands and they're honking their horns to Fandango's theme.
Oh,
really? Really?
You can't.
You can't make this shit up.
Oh my god. Well, somebody on Twitter, I would like to sing you the song of my people. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Fandango's theme will officially become the new Rickroll.
Yeah, screw one shining moment. It's da 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 da. Oh my lord! So and let it be said, we're gonna have a shameless plug. Lot to talk about on Wrestle Chat Radio Tuesday night. Oh my goodness. Between Brett's experience at WrestleMania, between this crowd in North Jersey Monday night. Oh, my lord. It's going to be insane.
It already is.
It's just... Don't know where to go from here, if anywhere, aside from Audi. Oh my goodness!
Well, yeah. For any, you know,
yeah. Speaking of going Audi, let's end it on this note. So
yeah, now well, gentlemen, all together now. One.
No! I was gonna tell a story.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
My story. I was gonna tell a story first. Speaking of going Audi, last night I was leaving the state. Oh, now it's actually Sunday night since now it's Tuesday night here.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday morning, I should say. But so I'm seeing as just one. Okay, I get off out of my seat. Okay, I start walking out. I stop at the center area because they're still doing stuff. They're doing the Rocks thing. Then they go to the stuff on the stage. So I see the copyright bar on the screen, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm gone. So, and I'm going along at a decent pace. I get to the main exit. I get past the gate, and I'm passing one of the store kiosks, and what do I see there? I see that horrible John Cena shirt. I'm like, damn, that shirt is ugly. Eh, champ is here. They must have just put it out. I was like, okay, let's get out. Let's get out of here. And as I'm turning to start heading towards the train platform, I realize that I'm missing something.
Yes.
You see, I waited 30 minutes online to get into the Superstore once the gates opened.
Mm-hmm.
I bought two shirts. One large Paul Heyman guy for myself.
Sure.
And one slightly larger Paul Heyman guy for Nikki.
Heyman.
It was a simple request. Since it was only going to be available at WrestleMania, I was about 1,200 miles out of the way.
Yeah. Understood.
So I get.
So you would think you would get a family discount, Nikki.
Breaking statement from Johnny Curtis's Facebook.
Oh my God!
No,
oh,
I sent him a note. Congratulations on earning 16,000 new fans tonight. His response: that was epic. All Monday Night Raws should be like this.
Mm.
Not just because we were singing your theme.
Send me the link to that. Yeah. If you could, but that's okay.
No, that's fine. Let me see if I can, if this will play. But.
And this is the Fandango on his Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Page on the
page.
Damn it.
Screen cap it.
But anyway.
Now let me just do this. This you should be able to read. But yes, you panicked because you realized you had forgotten the shirts.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten both shirts. I put mine on.
Mm.
So I put mine on over the DX shirt that I wore and under my Yankees jersey.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Yankees suck this year. I fully aware of that. So
I got no room to talk.
So I'm there. I had just gotten to the parking lot. And I realized I forgot the bag that has Nikki's shirt in it. I had to battle 20 minutes back into the stadium, squeezing my way through the crowd, grab the shirt. Which, thankfully, a couple from LA that had been to, like, a bunch of WrestleManias before, they were there waiting for it, waiting for me to come back, thankfully. So I decided, you know what, I'm not going to bother going that way because that was going to be packed. I'm just going to go right up this ramp here. I'm going to go out the SAP gate and get right on the train. So I started my way up. Took about 20 minutes to get out of the building, another 20-30 minutes to get to the train not quite that long, but another 20 minutes to get to the train platform, 10-minute ride to Secaucus, and then a 1 hour wait at Secaucus for my train. I was livid, but I was also too tired to be really livid.
You were too tired to protest.
Yeah.
But yes, if you had not retrieved my shirt, sir, I would have fired you on the spot. Oh, sorry.
Will that come out?
Did I say that out loud?
Was that my outside voice?
But seriously, BRM, I really appreciate A, that you got the shirt, and B, that you went back to get it. I'm also very appreciative to the crowd for letting it still be there when you got back. I've been in smaller venues with my shit disappearing.
By the way, it will be in the mail this morning.
Fair enough. So
there you go.
So, gentlemen, shall we just play ourselves out?
Yes, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Da 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 da
way, am I the only one who thinks that that sounds a lot like the theme to I Dream of Jeannie?
That's close.
It's sort of.